Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wagner Dos Santos, and this is Wagner Live Interviews. Today, I have the privilege of welcoming a very special guest to the show. His name is Andy Nilo, and he is the founder and CEO of Altura Naturals. And his near-death experience, that's right, near-death experience, led Andy to develop a cutting-edge natural skincare line that is revitalizing the skincare market. He's a former baseball player turned model and actor. And let's go ahead and bring him in on the show.
This is Wagner Live. If it's going on in business, he's talking about it. Real, raw, and direct. Let's do it. This is Wagner Live. And this is Wagner Dos Santos.
And Andy Nilo, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Hey, thank you so much for having me. I love doing these things, so I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you. I know we exchanged some email and communications for a while, and we were able to get you in, and I'm really excited because I'm sure my audience is really interested in learning more about you and your story and your company. I'm definitely very interested. There's so many questions that I have, and I had to keep myself from trying to ask them of you before we got on air. So so first and foremost, it took me a little bit to pronounce your name, and now I'm solid. And so for any of you guys that were looking at his last name and you were curious, it's pronounced Nilo. And is there a story there? Is there some kind of does it come from any specific heritage?
It does. My dad is 100% Czechoslovakian, so that makes me 50, obviously. But as far as a story, I mean, it's just really interesting to have 100%. So his father and then his father's father, they all, just come in. I want to know, I should know, number one, what part of Czechoslovakia I'm from, and then number two, when they all migrated over here. It's just, I should be able to tell you that stuff, but that's all I know is that I'm 50% Czech. My dad's 100% Czech, and it's good. That I'll tell you what, that last name is causing a lot of problems. So
I don't know. I would say that it makes you more memorable. So I think it's all good. Well, listen, let's go ahead and get started talking about you. So you have a very interesting background, and Where do you think we should get started? Certainly, we want to learn a little bit about the impetus for starting your business and talking about that near death experience. Is that kind of where Andy's story starts, or does it start a bit before that? I know you had a baseball career prior as well.
I did. It's been quite a ride. I started off. Baseball was my life. It's just something that it's what I ate, eat, breathe, sleep type deal. It's just like it was a passion of mine ever since I was little. I would come home, I would record sports centers. I would just rewind them. My whole wallpaper was magazine cutouts of Sports Illustrated. I'd cut out my favorite athletes. I would sit at home and with a little baseball lay on my bed and just try to flick the roof. And so that right there, the ceiling, of my bedroom, I had all these little things. I would go outside and I would play basketball. I had to hit 10 out of 10. It was just sports was an absolute obsession of mine. And that obsession just hasn't left. It's just I'm a very passionate person. And so now my obsession is skincare, but there's a lot big in between as far as athletics to entertainment industry to the accident to where I am now with my company, Altura. But
Well, let's talk about that accident. So what happened?
So yeah, March 20th, 2011, I was hit by a westbound heading vehicle on a very busy street and then hit into the eastbound lane and then run over by an SUV. And
run over by an SUV.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I lost consciousness on the first point of impact. So luckily I don't remember the second one, but, it was very, they had to cut my jeans and my clothes off me and and very lucky to be alive. I woke up at Cedars-Sinai ICU with my a compound fracture, so my chin bone was protruding through the bottom of my mouth, and I had 7 broken ribs, a chest tube in to help drain my lungs, a catheter. Just very lucky to be alive in an ICU bed, and wow. I quickly found out that it was, just a very how serious, the accident was. And from that point on, it's just, I had a very good friend and family base just who came and visited me in the hospital. I'll never forget that. And just a lot of love outpouring from people that I just, that was the coolest part of it is just the outpour of love that I had from people appreciating.
Isn't that amazing though? When circumstances like those happen in our lives, and hopefully that specific circumstance doesn't happen to most people's lives, you know, but we do face tragedy and other issues. And that's when you really see the true colors of your friends and family, right?
Well said. I mean, my sister had, bless her heart, she wrote out, Andy's doing fine. He needs to rest now. No more guests now, please. Which is hilarious looking back. I mean, as far as like just the outpour, so I had so many beautiful friends that just drove up from wherever they were to come visit me in the hospital room. And it became, I just needed to rest. But yeah, I kept that sign. I still have it. But it's like you said, sometimes often that love will springboard you right into just, it's an indescribable feeling,
Yeah, I'm sure. And it's great. They say that there are a lot of people that are there for you during the good times. It's a true test of someone's love and care for you during the hard times. So great that you have had and still have that support network. So another question about that. And then if you don't mind, what were you hearing or better yet, what was your family hearing when you were in the hospital? I mean, was there any pessimism? Did they feel that, did the staff feel that they had a clear cut answer with how they were going to help you? Do you know much about that?
I vaguely remember certain bits and pieces. I do remember the resident maxillofacial surgeon at Cedars-Sinai coming in and him telling our whole family that he needed help and that he was one of the worst compound fractures that he's ever seen. So it gave us a little time to kind of, think about our options, but he wasn't able to do it that day. And I don't even think he was going to need some help on if we were to use him. Turns out we hired a specialist, Joseph Ruggieri, who just in that area is just, he's incredible. He has a connection with Dr. Schindel up at Stanford University, who luckily my mom had a connection with. So all these relationships led to an expert who was able to put me back together. And Dr. Rosenberg from Cedars-Sinai assisted Dr. Brugeri on the maxillofacial surgery process. But it was, going on, it was just a really uncomfortable, vulnerable state. My mom walking in with my acting headshot and just seeing her creep or, slowly walk into the room and just so delicately hand that over to Dr. Brugeri. That was, it's tough. But stuff like that will really, it just drives you to get back. And that specific moment really did drive me to get back in better shape and never have my mom have to feel like that ever again,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly you look great and definitely no one would say that you're not in shape. And also, probably if someone didn't know the story, they wouldn't have been able to tell that this happened. Cause you have great, facial structure, great skin. So I'm kind of probably also leading into, what happened with the inspiration to start your business.
Yeah. So it's just came home. It was a successful surgery. I was just in a lot of pain, but I could walk And so I remember leaving the hospital, and one of my nurses, who was an ex-Marine, was like, "Hey, just remember, any day you can walk out of the hospital is a good day." Mm. You know, he's probably, I mean, I can't imagine what they see daily.
Right.
And so that really set the tone for my recovery. And I was like, he's right. You know, this is the jaw, all that, it's going to come back. My ribs, although I was in a lot of pain, I can walk. I didn't have brain damage. I can think, you know, I couldn't laugh or whatever, but it's just my jaw was wired shut, but
right.
You had a very good point. And so that set the tone for my recovery. As soon as I got home, my family stuck around with me and kind of kept me company for a little bit. We had little meals in my little dingy apartment at the time. And it was, it's interesting how traumatic incidents like that will bring, often bring everybody together. And if it was at my expense, great. It was a beautiful moment. And even though it was just a few days, we all just, it rocks everybody into perspective and kind of just regardless of how it happens, it's just like, I'm trying to visualize what they may have been thinking, but we have nothing to complain about. I'm talking to you right now. That's a luxury that I'm in pain free and that I get my teeth aren't clanging together. And then I don't have to talk like this because my jaw is wired shut.
Right.
Now it's like, there's so much to be thankful for. And that's what it did. It brought us all together and I'll never forget that. So,
well, Andy, do you feel sometimes that in life everything kind of it almost sounds a little cliche, but the fact that things happen for a reason, that even the tough parts of our journey that we would look at and say, "Wow, I would never wish that," but had that not happened, then you know we wouldn't be where we are today. And if we're not happy with where we are today, or rather, if we are happy with where we are today, then we couldn't have changed anything in the past, right?
100%. I wouldn't change a thing. It actually scares me to think of where I'd be if it had that accident not happened. I mean, I was 30 years old. And when it happened, and I was an underachieving, starving actor and model, you know, I mean, I definitely hadn't found my purpose. I didn't love what I did. I was a happy individual, but you know, that's just cause I ate right. And I'm just a happy person in general. I think I'm not like perfect in that aspect. I have ups and downs, I'm human, but I didn't find my purpose yet. And I mean, finding your purpose and what, you know, brings you passion and what ignites you. Oh man. I definitely wouldn't take a thing back. And it is absolutely what you said. I didn't have this feeling with acting and modeling and baseball even. This right now, being able to control what I do daily, to have a staff that I work with and just to produce a product that makes me feel, it helps others feel better about themselves and makes me feel good in return of helping. And just, it's such a rewarding position to be in for me. And I just want to keep doing it every day. So.
Well, so tell us about the company. Tell us about, you know, how it started and, you know, give us a little run through.
So yeah, after I came back, I just, every 2 weeks I would go and visit my Dr. Brugerti and see how the bone was growing back and kind of just, you know, judge the swelling and make sure there was no infection or anything like that. But the first time he offered me some scarring treatments, some creams to put over the area where there was some significant scarring right here, and I had some abrasions and things like that. And I just read the back of the ingredients, and I'm like, "Ooh, that was corticosteroids, harsh toxic ingredients, parabens, things like that, stearates, fillers, a lot of alcohol, glycerin." And I knew my ingredients before the accident because I was into skincare. I had acne when I was 18, 19 years old, and so that's what really drove me into all natural skincare regimen in the first place. But after the accident, it really escalated, and that attention to detail on ingredients grew exponentially. I mean, I fine tuned everything I did. I didn't want to leave the house. It was hard to, you know, see people's reactions when they look at me, like eye contact, and then look straight down at my jaw. It was something that I just kind of bugged me a little bit. I was a little insecure about it. But what I did is I, every single day, was a part of a routine, from when I woke up, from just going on walks, get circulation going from head to toe, from this clay mask that I had ingredient by ingredient formulated just to help myself. They say necessity is a mother of invention. This is just clearly a case of that. I had no intention of starting a business, and how could I ever even imagine to do that? You know, I didn't have a degree in chemistry, hadn't been had no experience in skincare at all, other than using myself as my biggest science experiment and seeing how I was able to recondition that specific area. But it was so far down the road. It never even was a thought. It was never a thought until a friend of mine who had seen me in the hospital asked what I did for my scarring and my abrasions. And I told her, and it was like this, I just created this mask. And it was just like that. Just so innocent. Like, there was no name. There's definitely not a website. I didn't charge anybody but for about a year and a half, I drove around all LA with a little backpack, apple cider vinegar, essential oils, a little wooden bowl with a little bamboo, little spoon. And I would mix it up and I would take off and I would just want some type of feedback, just personally. I want to know if people saw what I saw as far as like the results, just the immediate just rush of seeing a vibrant, skin tone, mm-hmm. just get a rough appearance. People became addicted to it. They started telling their friends. Friends started telling their friends. And that was my beta testing. Outside of myself, I felt I had something there that was extremely effective, but getting their, getting their validation was part of what built it to where it is now. I mean, it's just,
that's great.
Yeah.
That was beta testing, really. I mean, in a way you were doing kind of a street sampling,
Yeah.
So that's awesome. You did your own research testing and then brought it to market. So, it sounds fascinating and certainly, you're your own client as well, right? So and we can see, and those that are listening to the podcast can definitely take a view of the replay of this show so you can see this on video. But Andy has obviously great skin. So what's kind of, how much can you tell us about the secret sauce?
Oh man, so I'll tell you what, it's one of those things with the cosmetic industry. I shouldn't even say this, but you can't, I could patent the formula. You can't take my story of just ingredient, but not you, I'm saying
mm-hmm. sure.
ingredient by ingredient, just formulating out of a back room. I moved everything out of my back room or my bedroom into my living room, made my bedroom my lab. And I just started going to work and started studying spa treatments, but adding my own twist of things like pearl powder, first 6 hour milk, grass-fed colostrum, ascorbic acid, which is a very high potent form of vitamin C, American ginseng, organic kelp powder, and a blend of four clays. But each of those, one by one, took so long to find that synergy, the measurements. It's extremely specific, mm-hmm. down to the 0.01% of a certain ingredient. And I know that the weird thing is going through and searching for contract manufacturers, I just know that something's off. This most recently, before the guy that, or the company that we ended up signing off with, I knew something was off. Everything was identical, down to the percentage. And I go, I'm so glad I did this, because it's just, he accidentally let out like 1% of the organic kelp powder because he didn't buy enough for the sampling the R&D process to send mm-hmm. me the sample of whether or not it was identical to mine that I was making of the Alitur clay mask. And he just knew that it was off, but he couldn't believe that it was off by 1% of one ingredient of the entire formula. It's wow. Really weird. I know that. To believe, and it may have just been a guess, but I could tell. But I thought I was right. He could have said that I wasn't, probably been, I would have rolled with it, but I knew something was off. I've just done this thousands of times myself in my room. I do it almost every day, my bathroom, not my room, but I just know it's my baby, and so there's just so much that goes into it. The sourcing of the ingredients, took so long. Every single one of the nine ingredients, I at least looked at four different sources on all of them. Mm-hmm. And it's just the source. I would say the secret behind it is the sourcing. I would say the specific sourcing of those nine ingredients. I don't have one that is sourced from the same place. So nine ingredients, mm-hmm. nine different sources. So you go to
the best sources for those ingredients.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotcha. As opposed to maybe
finding a one-stop shop. Right. You know, you go to a manufacturer, oh, I have pearl powder. I would always have them. I'm like, oh, you have pearl powder. Huh? Send me. It's not the same. Particle size. I taste it. I mean, I just know when it's off. But it is a particle size. It needs to be like silk. Wow. Does that make sense? I just know this. I mean, because it's like it was my first product, Balaclava mask, and I've just been doing this for years. So
it must be exciting though that you didn't come up from the skincare industry or from beauty and hygiene or you launched this product based on maybe a necessity, right? Or out of necessity. And now do you kind of pinch yourself sometimes? You're like, man, how did I just become the expert in all this?
I stay right in the moment. I mean, I have to, that's why I love doing these, because it takes me back to where I was. And it's important to look back and just remember those days where I just handshaking it and then going over to Kinko's and printing out a little label of a Times New Roman font and sending off like a page of one space, you know, line ingredients, because I just wanted everybody to experience perfectly the Alitur clay mask, how I did every single day. But it's funny though, those little moments of just sending off your first order with the packaging. It's up in the my room right now, but it's important to look at those beginning stages, because I never want to lose that hunger. I never want to lose that adrenaline of just the beginning stages of just having something. It's such a rush of excitement that,
right?
Yeah, it's hard to put into words.
Well, as you know, I was in the music business, and the first. My first career was in the music business, and I worked in the industry, but I was also a musician, a singer, songwriter, professionally recorded. And I started at the age of 15, and then I recorded a single at 15, and then my first professional recording that was distributed at 17. And I remember that I got, at that time, the distributor was called Important Records. They later became Relativity and part of Sony. And they gave me a bunch of records, like real records, vinyl. And they're like, here you go. Here's your allotment. And I was so excited. I was like, look, this is mine. Look at it's all packaged. And I couldn't wait to get out there and distribute it to people. And, you know, so I appreciate your story that I can empathize with that feeling of being able to share that with the masses.
So how did you do that? I'm curious. Like, how did you do that? I mean, you had your records,
right.
Your label. I mean, I know what that feels like, kind of. I mean, not like with the record, you know, awesome.
Yeah.
But I mean, did you go to like record stores?
I went to everything. Record stores back in the day. There were record pools for DJs, and the music that I was doing was kind of new wave techno. So some of the RPMs were good enough for certain dance clubs. So not all of it was that kind of music, but there were a few remixes that were. So I went there personally. I went to the record pools so the DJs could distribute, but I also went to the clubs and got some great, interesting stories. Some that I probably can't tell on camera on how some negotiations happened through other people to get me into certain clubs, and that's a whole nother story. That's a New York style story, but
yeah.
But I was very grassroots and getting it to people and getting their opinion. And, I mean, it was a great education for me And it was the very first kind of experience I had with my own business. So, and then later,
so exciting, right?
Oh yeah, right.
It's because you're not like selling something; you're selling a piece of yourself. You know,
right, right.
It's like so different. I've never been in an industry where I'm selling something else. And you know, it's like luckily, you know, we can relate to just selling a piece of something that we created. That's like it's tough to like. I remember when I was first started. I had this esthetician that she was really sweet about it. I mean, she could have been a lot meaner, but she was like, I heard no a lot, and I'm sure you did. It was so hard to swallow. I mean, failure, you got to deal with it. Obviously, you're going to hear no, but I couldn't shake it. It's just that rejection or whatever. But it's, I mean, just sure. At the beginning, because it's so important to you, you know?
Well, I think that in the industries we've been in, music, modeling, acting, I mean, if you don't learn how to accept no's, then you have no business being in those businesses, because there's a lot of no's.
Exactly. And that's probably why I'm not in those. Well, I'm still technically modeling and acting, but I it was tough for me. It was very tough. I cared so much, and I prepared so much to a T obsessively, and I just couldn't figure out why I didn't book a certain job, or couldn't figure out why I struck out against this pitcher. You know, dealing with failure, it's a work in progress for me.
So let me ask you something, Andy. What do you think about the state of the skincare industry? Do you have any particular thoughts, good, bad? I mean, how do you feel about that?
You're seeing certain situations like, companies getting acquired and their name changing, their ingredient decks completely changing, people going from, say, and one of my favorite products, coconut oil, and being replaced with soybean oil, not even non-GMO soybean oil, even as if that would be better. I mean, just you're seeing a lot of that. And it's and one aspect, I understand it from a business point of view. Those people getting acquired is a goal of many. It's luckily for me, and I've said this before, there's a way to stand out in your ingredient decks. There's a way to stand out by recognizing where other people may not go as far as like purity of ingredients on ingredient decks, and, you know, not taking advantage of the whole all natural term and then going and adding sodium benzoate or phenoxyethanol, some harsh preservative, or, you know, because you could say all natural is such a vague term, and you could say all natural and then add, a stearate, a paraben. You know, you can still say all natural fragrant oil, I believe, and still use all natural blend of essential oils, and then still use a part of that, a part of a fragrant oil in your, you know, the aroma of this brand that you're marketing as being an all natural alternative, such pure ingredients. But there are holes in that, and there are a lot of people that take advantage of those. And I just, if I can't eat it, I don't even think, I wouldn't put it in my products. I mean, Alitur is Latin for feeding, nourishing your skin, being your largest organ. You want to treat it like another. I mean, I just, sure, it may be a little bitter if you're going to just scoop up some of my clay mask and put it in there, but it's edible outside. I mean, the raw soil clay is a little chalky, and as far as like respiratory and lung breathing function, I don't really recommend eating that. But the fact of the matter is, my lotion is technically edible.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, my night cream.
Non-toxic.
No. Oh, absolutely. Like just to take it to another level with your ingredients. And if no one else is going to do it, there are really good brands out there for sure. But I'm happy that, you know, the competition is very slim, because nobody really, it's all, corporate overhead and having these huge costs you have to hit. I'd rather, these full page ads of marketing and getting out there. I just would rather, invest more into my ingredient decks and let the customers talk and let overhead goes down a little bit. Our margins go down a little bit, but you earn that trust with your customer of just creating a level, a next level trust to your customer, which fortunately, we can stand alone now. And I just, it's so easy for me because I'm going to make products that, that I would use and right. I'm going to keep, but as far right. as the industry, it's unfortunate, but luckily, you know, it's something that, you know, it gives us a little niche to hopefully capitalize on. I think we're doing that.
So where can people find your product?
So it's online at Alitura Naturals. That's Alitura Naturals.com. And I offered a discount code to you and your following just at Wagner.
Thank you.
W-A-G-N-E-R. It's just 20%. You're welcome. It's 20% off the entire store. And just if you want to try them out, and if you have any questions, contact us. We love answering them. And we're also on Amazon Prime, and we're at various stores around the Los Angeles area. So, great. And we have a lot of hundreds of wholesale partners around the world, a lot of estheticians that are using our products in back bar treatment. That feels good because it's almost like you're getting that pro approval. So of something that I love doing, you know, I wouldn't consider myself an expert. I just have an obsessive passion for this because I love seeing results, seeing and feeling, and you know, my best, because I remember being down and out, and I remember having that taken away from me. So it's just sure. fun to feel. It's fun to feel good, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you said as far as stores, you're in the Los Angeles area. Do you have any plans to distribute in other stores across the country? What's your game plan?
Oh, I would love to. I want to do is I want to have a full collection. So we have our Pearl Cleanser coming out here in the next month. And so when we have that full Alitura collection, then I feel confident right now going in there, but I want to hit them with just a full line of everything they need: a mask, cleanser, night cream, serum, moisturizer, body lotion, supplement, fragrance. I just want everything to be there when I make that initial push. And so we're just holding off till we get those products finalized and in my hand, and then it's go time. I mean, it already right. is go time, and we're making it happen. But before we, you know, it's just before we make that push, I want to have that full line because let them know that we have everything ready, because with the cleanser, it's just one of those things that everybody can use, a facial cleanser, and
right.
we want to make the whole line is rounded out before we take that next step, you know?
So, Andy, pivoting a little bit, you mentioned modeling, acting. So are you still doing a little bit on that side?
I am. I'm still represented. I just told my agents to, I'm very specific on what I want to audition for. If it's baseball related, acting or modeling, I'll do it. Just because I love baseball. It's something that's fun for me. Luckily, I was able to book a role on a show called Pitch on Fox last fall, which was like a dream come true. I mean, that was like one of the best weeks of my life, just down in San Diego filming and playing a role that was so close to me. It's just, I got to play baseball as a major league pitcher. And I got to, I mean, it was just so, and then work with the stars that I grew up watching. Mark, Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell. Mm-hmm. Who else? Gosh, I'm missing another one. But anyway, yeah, you get it. It's just like, it's cool to go back, and especially when you're doing something that you love, like baseball.
No one had to step in for you to
throw that pitch. That's great call. Cause they couldn't figure out, Mark, couldn't figure out if I was a stand in or like a stunt guy, like a stunt pitcher.
Right.
And I'm like, no, thank you, man. I'm actually Theo Falcone. I'm one of the actors. Like, oh, did you used to play? I'm like, yeah, I did. So, yeah. Usually, well, yeah, you know your stuff. Like, usually they have stand-in and it's all CGI'd and done that way. But, I did my own scenes there. It's fun.
That's great. Well, and I think I read somewhere that you also do some public speaking. Is that correct?
I would love to get into more of that. My vision, I just want to go high school to high school and just hopefully be some type of positive influence on younger children there's a lot of negativity with, I know I experienced it through one of my coaches back in the day. I mean, you put your mind to something, you work for it, you work towards that goal, you be specific, write stuff down. I mean, you work obsessively, you know, you develop discipline, a work ethic, a routine, you can knock it down. And at the very least, you're going to feel good because you're developing tools that you're going to use for the rest of your life. Even if you don't somehow knock down that specific goal, you know, you're developing tools to become your best you.
Right.
So I definitely want to do more of that. I've done it a couple times. I'd do that every day for free if I could. I just want to encourage people to just live out their dream. You can, C-A-N. I've just seen, you know, there's a lot of negativity in a lot of different industries, you know. I mean, people tell you can't do certain things. And I just leaves a kind of bad taste in my mouth because I've just seen so many people do like knock their dreams down. I'm one of them, but friends of mine, you know, just encouraging a more traditional lifestyle and a traditional path. I mean, just follow your heart, follow your dreams. Why not? So I want to just let people know that, hey, you know, you can knock stuff down. I want to do more of that.
Well, you know, there might be offline some opportunities I can talk to you about for public speaking, because I think your story is very inspirational. And, you know, there is the skincare business takeaway, but there's also just there's the inspiration of being able to convert a tragedy into something very positive. So, something really good there that I think everybody could appreciate.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love, you know, being back, you know, just being, just having me, you know, my zest back, I like to call it. So
yes.
Yeah.
It's good to have your zest. So
yeah.
I've seen you on a lot of podcasts, and I think I came across even one that you were working on too, right? So it's the Andy Nilo show.
Right.
But yeah, you know, for anybody that's interested in going to his website, and we'll repeat the URL at the end of the program as well. He's got a section there with a lot of his appearances on various podcasts and shows, and then his own as well. So a lot of good stuff there. Hopefully, we'll make your collection as well.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. It's called the Andy Nilo Show. It's a podcast that I started. I need to do more of that. It's as things get busier, we're more focused on work but I love doing it. All my guests, I will say this, if the following or yourself want to check out that podcast, every single one of my guests has a remarkable story of resilience and has inspired me in some way. And so you name it, Rick Ankiel, Ryan Kalish, Mickey Guyton. They're just people that fought to get to where they are and have had an incredible story, every single one of them. So if people have a chance to check it out, that'd be great. Every single one is on specifically for a reason and how they inspired me in my life. And we've gotten a very good response from viewers who have checked out the podcast. So yeah, if you have a chance, check it out. The Andy Nilo Show on iTunes, Stitcher, and on YouTube.
Fantastic. And, you know, Andy, why don't we go ahead and repeat the URL. And thank you again for offering that discount to our audience. And so it's Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. Yes. I think just that. That's all they need, right?
Right. Okay. Just that. And it's alituranaturals.com. That's alituranaturals. And it's at Alitura Naturals on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm Andy Nilo. That's AndyYHNILO on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well. And yeah, if you have any questions or, you know, contact me. We're around on the Alitura front every day here doing this. So it's a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
Well, I appreciate you having me on here.
Thank you for coming on. I mean, definitely I'm looking forward to seeing what our fans and our audience have plugged into the comments. And I definitely welcome you afterwards to join with me to kind of go in there and respond to some of them. I'm sure there'll be some thumbs up and some questions. So, and also for anyone that is on Twitter and watching this on Periscope or after you're done, you can use the hashtag Wagner Live. That's W-A-G-N-E-R Live. And you can also go ahead and send your comments using that hashtag and we'll be able to track it. So Andy, again, thank you so much for being on the show. And I look forward to us speaking again in the future. And I'm going to try your product too.
Definitely. Hey, thanks again for having me on. And yeah, it was a pleasure to be on here.
Thank you. Well, Andy, stick around. We're going to close out the show. Hey, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to be back on Tuesday night for a new episode of Wagner Live Insights. And until then, this is Wagner, signing off.
You've been listening to Wagner Live. Wagner is an advertising agency executive, and it's his passion to talk about business without the fluff and blowing smoke. Having owned and operated several different businesses since the age of 17, and with 20 years of experience in advertising and marketing, he may be just a tad bit qualified. We hope you enjoyed the show. Catch him on social media at Wagner Live and hit the website at Wagner.live. We'll see you again next week.